like God, right? Jesus. Like, how would, you know, like, because you got dying babies and stuff, like cancer. Why would God allow that?
It's called sin. Sin has corrupted the world. Remember, the Adam and Eve were in the garden and everything was perfect?
Right.
And God said, one law. See, this is the thing. God said one thing. He gave them one rule. When right. people say to me, oh, you're worried about one sin. God gave mankind, Adam and Eve, one rule. He said, eat of everything I've given you. Perfect garden. Don't touch that tree. Tree right. of knowledge of good and evil. What did they do?
They chose the tree.
Satan deceived them.
Right.
It's the first act of feminism. And the Bible reminds us that right. Eve was deceived, and she deceived Adam, so they both right. were guilty. And that took the world into sin. And the Bible says because of that, the creation fell. There's thorns.
Right.
Animals start eating each other.
Right.
That's all the result of sin. So here's the problem. If we say that God can't allow babies to die of cancer,
right.
okay, and if we say God can't allow like people to steal things and get away with it,
right.
we go, that's injustice, stop it. Then you know what God's gonna say? I would have killed you the first time you sinned.
But didn't he do that before, like Jesus was born, right? Ain't that when Jesus was born, didn't he fall into grace and mercy?
Well, the Old Testament was the law, like, the Torah law.
Like God would kill them immediately. Right.
There was
right?
A, yeah. If you didn't live, yeah. If you broke the Sabbath, right. God would stone you.
Right.
Okay. So now we're living in the age of grace. Jesus brought truth and grace. The problem is, see, that's why you hear my preaching.
Yeah.
People are stumbling. They're trampling the grace.
Okay.
Everybody thinks grace says I get to keep sinning, and Jesus just magically covers me, and I'm like forgiven because of what he did.
Yeah.
No. Did I give you the judge analogy?
Yeah.
You got to beg for mercy and say, I won't break the law no more.
I got you.
The judge says, I see you're eligible for the grace
right,
of God.
Right.
So the answer to your question is sin. So if you want God to stop babies dying and you want God to stop rapes and adultery, or rape and all kinds of crimes,
right.
the first time you sin, God says, I got to kill you too then.
I see.
He's not partial.
Makes sense.
He's going to allow. See, you know, the Bible also says this. I love
you
this.
You don't pick and choose.
Yeah. And the Bible says this. When it rains, it rained the other day.
Yeah.
There's two guys standing in a field. One guy's holy and righteous and serving God. And he's got a garden. And he's, rain came, water my garden. His neighbor's a wicked, nasty, Satanist drunk. He's got a garden too. Did it rain on his garden too?
It did.
Well, sure, it rained. When it rains, it rains on the righteous.
Right.
That's showing the grace of God for a season.
Okay. See, you started making me think. I'm starting to read my Bible a little bit more.
Good.
But
that's
like,
great.
Like with that, right? Like, okay, for instance, the cross. Jesus died on the cross. You had the thief, and then you had.
Yep.
But he let the thief go to heaven with him, right?
Yep.
And the other, who's the other guy? Was it you had a Jesus, a thief?
Yeah. There was Jesus was crucified between two thieves.
Right.
And the one turned to the other thief and repented him or rebuked him and said, "We belong here. This guy doesn't."
Right.
He repented and he was made new and he went to heaven. Jesus said, "This day you'll be with me in paradise."
Okay.
He went to heaven because he repented, and he looked to the blood of Christ.
Okay.
He would have gotten down from that death, execution device, if he would have gotten down from that, he would have went and got baptized.
Yeah.
He would have followed Jesus. He would have read the word and the word of God, and he would have become a holy disciple. And he would have given up his thievery. If he went back to his thievery, what do you think God would do to him?
That would have been it.
God would have said, you had my grace, and now you lost it because you're outside of the eligibility of my grace. My grace shines on those
who knowledgeable.
Well, hey, I'm nothing. I've got God's word.
Yeah.
And that's what I want you to have, is to study the word.
Yeah.
Get out of man-made religion.
Yeah.
Just study the Bible.
You still think Catholic religion is, you don't think that?
Oh, no, it's totally corrupt and pagan. Totally. Look at my articles on my website, on my teaching blog.
Okay.
Catechism is corrupt. The Pope is corrupt.
Praying
to Mary is corrupt. All these apparitions are demonic. They control you.
So the Immaculate Conception they have is not
for Mary. No, they stole that. Jesus was immaculately conceived. They switched it and put it on Mary.
Well, they were saying because God's so holy, Mary had no choice. You see what I'm saying?
The problem is, you know what the Bible says? Mary herself said. Like I told you yesterday, Peter said, "I'm a fellow elder" in 1 Peter 5.
Right.
Mary herself said. You know what she said?
That's right.
My Lord and my Savior.
Yeah.
If she wasn't sinful, why does she need a Savior?
You're right. She would need a Savior. Right?
She would need a Savior because she was a godly woman, but she clearly was a fallen person like all the rest of us, right?
So she was born with sin.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, I'm sure at some point in her life she had some sin in her. But because she repented, because she willed, put her will to God, God used her in a great and wondrous way. So the answer to all that is the gospel that I preached to you.
Yes.
The answer of all of it is because of what Christ did, his perfect life, his shed blood.
Right.
Repent of your sin, repent and leave your sin, and your world. See, there's the thing. You can't change this world.
Right.
You can change your world.
That's right.
I can change your mind. And then you could have a ministry to go out and try to prick people's conscience with preaching the word, and the Holy Spirit comes, then you. So we change the world. We're never going to change this whole world. Yes, Jesus said few are going to find eternal life.
Right, few.
Few. And I got articles on my teaching blog. Look up my articles on few. You'd be amazed how few is. Okay. I mean, we're talking fractions of a fraction of a fraction, and I give you biblical examples.
That less, that little?
Well, 800 were eight were saved from Noah's day. Eight. All the world.
I didn't know that. I got to study.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
so
you guys,
so that's
man.
See, this is what man-made religion does. It's a, you know what a placebo is?
No.
A placebo pill is like you and I enter a study, they give me the real medicine, they give you a sugar pill. We don't know who has the sugar pill or real medicine. Then they study the effects on the body, and they see if the drug did something and the sugar pill did nothing.
Yes, sir.
And so American Christianity is really a placebo, and what I mean by that is it makes people feel like they're doing something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
it puts God into this box, and I went, and I sang, and I served him. The priest did this. I got all these Catholics doing this to me. This means nothing. On Judgment Day, when you go like this, if God says you haven't repented and you're not following my Christ and you, my son, and you keep trampling the blood, what do you think God's going to say? This is going to save you?
No.
What if I break the law and a cop comes up to me and I go, look at, I got a card that says I'm legal. Look at, I got a card that says I'm legal. The cop's going to go, that means nothing to me. I've seen you breaking the law.
Yeah,
this is a symbol.
God.
Yeah. So it's a service of God. So that's why American churchianity is deceiving people. It's giving you a placebo. You need to lay your life down. You have to leave all those lies. The Bible says to hate every false way and pick up your Bible, read it, study it, ask God for wisdom, be willing to leave all your sin, and God will reveal it to you and he'll give you knowledge.
Yeah.
And you know me. You can email me, call me. You got my phone number. I'll help you.
Yeah.
I'll disciple you. And you can follow after Christ, and you'll have life, peace, and joy. There's something in you if you track me down.
Oh, well, yeah, because my son's doing the dairy show. He shows cows.
Okay.
So
I'm an old farmer, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, so that's why I'm here all week. And then I talked the other day.
Yeah.
I see Jim, Mr. Jim over there.
Yeah,
let me ask him this question.
Oh, good. I'm glad you came over.
About the baby, you know. And
An evangelical man stopped me the other day, and he said, you think that the strawberry fest is really sinful, huh? Just like that. And I said, well, sir, I said, let me be honest with you. I said, on the sin scale in America, I said, this is lower in purity and good. It's good. It's more pure and more good. I went to the Super Bowl. It's vile and pagan.
Yeah.
I went to the Daytona 500. It's worse. But here's the problem. The same people that are here, almost all of them, go watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, I agree.
So entertainment has become the god of America. You see that.
Well, just like the church.
Yeah.
Now they're doing these big old, man, like 2,000
They do Super Bowl
people.
Parties in the building.
Yeah.
And see, this is all a stench before God. So you to be holy, the Bible says you must be holy or you won't see heaven.
Right.
How you're holy is you separate yourself from the culture.
Yeah.
We live in it, but we're not of it. We're here preaching, but we're not part of it.
Right.
And so you set yourself apart, and then God is glorified in your life.
I got you.
And he sees you as separate. And when the wrath and the judgment comes, his wrath won't affect you. It's going to affect the world.
That makes sense.
But we are going to get ready. We are going to have to go through the wrath of Satan.
You think it's coming soon?
The Antichrist. I think we're in the birth pains. I think we're in the birth pains of this last day. Well, I don't know if I shared it with you, the scanning of your forehead for temperature.
Oh, yeah,
it's in the Bible.
Yeah.
We see the one world money system coming. We see them squeezing. I think they're going to probably be silencing guys like me and arresting me soon. The only way you'll be able to preach the truth is in some church
that's
going along with it. See, the Catholics, it's a big problem with the Catholic Church. They've always been in bed with what?
Yeah.
And Christ said, the popes have always been in bed with the government. So the Catholic Church will be fine because they're going to bow and kowtow to whatever the government says. You can do this.
Yeah.
And they're going to do it. The evangelical system, all they got to do is threaten their favorite 501c3 tax exempt status.
Right, right.
And here's what's coming. This Equality Act is part of it. This is coming to where you can't discriminate against transgenderism and all this.
Yes.
They're going to say you can have 501c3 still if you hire homosexuals, if you let them preach, if you let them marry, then you get 501c3. And all of the corrupt places are going to fold to that.
Okay.
So your worldview needs to change from being a religious guy to being a biblical guy.
So take the cross off too?
Well, absolutely. It's just a pagan
symbol. Even though Jesus
died
on the cross?
You don't need that. None of the saints did it. See, here's the deal. You need to pattern yourself after the first century saints.
Gotcha.
Okay. And when Paul preached the cross, he's preaching Christ's death, burial, resurrection, his shed blood, not a physical symbol.
I see what you mean.
They've turned it into a physical symbol. Okay? And again, I got people walking by going like this.
Yeah.
This is deception.
Same thing with the cross.
They think this, because I got this, is going to save them. This is man-made false tradition. And Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. So I tell you what, on my teaching blog, I have a link at the top on the right. It says for new believers. And I've got tons of links in
that's
there.
That's what I was going to. I went to grab it that night. When I got, I'm like, oh,
I got tons of links in there that'll help you. And again, you have access. You can call me, text me, and I'll help you.
And don't let these guys bother you around here. Y'all keep
Hey, man, this is what I do. I'm used to this.
Hey, y'all are great, man. I appreciate it.
I'm used to this.
Man.
Can I give you a hug, man? I love you.
Yeah.
I love you a lot. Let me know how I can help you in the faith, okay?
Oh, yeah, appreciate
you tracking me down. All right. I heard somebody yelling Jim, and I thought, all right, might be a mocker.
I remember you telling me Jim. I'm like, maybe
might be a mocker that knows my name. And then I went, who knows my name? And I turned around.
I remember you telling. I was like, I hope that was his name, but it don't matter. I was going
to
ask
you. You know what? I hope to see you in heaven.
Yeah, you too,